This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Yep, we're going to move ahead with the Build Proof project. I talked to them last week, and I guess they're putting a kit together. And we'll see if it truly is Build Proof. Check them out at aeroprecision.com. Now, when President Trump got out there and was talking about this emergency order, Nancy Pelosi warned him that they might try, a Democrat president might try, an executive order or an emergency order on gun violence. She said, "Think what a president with different values can present. Why don't you declare the epidemic of gun violence in America an emergency, Mr. President? I wish you would. A Democratic president can declare emergencies as well." Well, you know, first of all, that was like a fake faint fight, where she was faking the jab at him. And that was meant for me and you to pick up the phone and start calling the White House and saying, "Don't you dare do that. Don't you dare do that." Because, there's, I think, 31 emergency orders still in effect today. And of those, 13 of them were put in place by Obama. So, and then, of course, fellow Democrats, Senator Kamala, Let's Bankrupt America Harris, and Senator Elizabeth Pocahontas Warren quickly agreed. Warren tweeted, "Gun violence is an emergency. Climate change is an emergency." Now, not every problem in America should be declared an emergency or used by a president to justify acting without Congress. But why are guns on their emergency list anyway? Now, one reason is sloppy reporting by a very lazy fake stream legacy media. Because last year they claimed that when Parkland happened, they said that was the 19th shooting of its type that year, and that was in, you know, the middle of February. So they claim that this happened to hundreds of schools. It was an almost daily occurrence in the U.S. And that was absolute nonsense. NPR reporters looked into the 235 shootings reported by the U.S. Department of Education, and they were only able to confirm 11 of them. And it turned out the schools were added to the list merely because someone at a school heard that there may have been a shooting. And to their credit, I have to say good for NPR for checking out the education department's claim. I didn't expect that. And I'm almost certain the fake stream media didn't either. Then there's economist John Lott, president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, who spends much of his time researching gun use and correcting shoddy studies. And, you know, a few years ago, much of the media claimed that the U.S. has the most mass shootings of any country in the world. And Obama added, "It's a pattern now that has no parallel anywhere else." CNN and the L.A. Times wrote about why the U.S. has the most mass shootings. Well, that's because the United States has more guns. But the U.S. doesn't have the most mass shootings, according to John Lott. That was a myth created by University of Alabama Associate Professor Adam Lankford, a myth repeated by the Fake Stream Legacy anti-gun media in hundreds of news stories. Lott said Lankford claimed since 1966 there were 90 mass public shootings in the United States, more than any other country. Lankford claimed complete data were available from 171 countries, but how could that be possible? Some governments don't even collect that data, and even fewer have information from before the days of the Internet. So if there's a shooting in, like, India, that would likely be reported only in local newspapers in a local dialect. So how would Lankford ever find out about it? And how did he collect his information? And what languages did he search in? And, the problem with his study is he won't tell anybody how he came up with these numbers. And according to John Lott, that's academic malpractice. And I'm not surprised that Lankford didn't reply to Lott's emails, because Lott is known as pro-gun. But Lankford also won't explain his data to anybody at the Washington Post or even his fellow gun control advocates. And when the Lott Research Center checked the data, using his own definition of a mass shooting, four or more people killed, the center found 3,000 shootings around the world. Lankford claimed there were only 202. Lankford said he excludes sponsored terrorism, but that does not, doesn't talk about what he means by that. So Lott then removed terrorism cases from his data, and he still found 709 shootings, which is more than triple the number that Lankford reported. And it turned out that not only did we not have the most frequent mass shootings, we came in number 62 on the list, lower than places like Norway and Finland and Switzerland. There was also no relationship between the rate of gun ownership in different countries and the rate of mass shootings. Now, journalists, when this study came out, instead of latching onto it like it was the Holy Grail, if they just demanded that Lankford explain his study methods before touting his results, his more mass shootings myth would never have spread. So if Nancy Pelosi and Kamala Harris and Elizabeth Warren would ever follow through on their threat to declare gun violence a national emergency, we need to tell them to be sure to check their math and just remember the wisdom of the Second Amendment. The biggest emergency here today is government's desire to control us and to lie to us to make their case. And that is the real emergency. One thing about gun controllers is that they've been at this for so long and tried so many things that the talking points are the same over and over and over. But universal background checks, universal background checks would mean nothing without a gun registry, which is, that would be the next thing they demand. They want to pass universal background checks first. That would never be repealed if they had their way to do it. Although, I wonder what the Supreme Court would do with that. But then they, in order to make that work, and the DOJ told Obama this in 2013, in order to make this work, they would have to have a gun registry, because you cannot check you can't do a background check without a database. Now, who's to say? How are you going to police it? Most places don't have gun registries. You could impose this on us, and we just won't comply. And the majority of us, I don't remember the last time I bought a gun from a personal seller. I have done it, and I have done it in the last 10 years, but I don't do it most of the time because I'm looking for something specific, and I don't want to go through what I have to go through to buy one like that. So I just, I don't know. Typically, I'll call around to every FFL I know looking for what I'm looking for, and if I find it, then I'm going to go there. So there's that. That would actually, I think that would only affect like 3 or 4% of all purchases, because not too many guns are bought and sold, as far as I can tell, based upon the data the last time I looked at it, are bought and sold between personal people. But this is them basically saying that you don't really own your gun. You don't really own it unless you got to get our permission to sell it. And if they could do that, then what happens if you want to sell your car or your house? So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
repeat. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Bill proof is coming. I just hope it doesn't blow up. That's my thing. That's all I'm hoping. Please don't blow up once I build you Aero Precision gun. If you have an AR-15, if you have one of today's AR-15s, you probably have one with some Aero Precision DNA in it already. What I'm going to do is I'm going to build one with 100% Aero Precision parts, and then I'm going to let you look at it. AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, coming from the desk of David Kodria, this is coming from a newspaper called the News and Record. Letter that was sent to the editor from last April declared, "No one wants to abolish the Second Amendment. No one wants to take away our guns. Anyone who tells you otherwise is simply not being truthful." Now, I looked at this because it very perfectly covers all bases of lies told by the citizen disarmament lobby in order to advance edict after edict until exactly what they're claiming won't happen becomes a done deal. But don't take my word for it. Take their word for it. Let's start with the first lie, that no one wants to abolish the Second Amendment. Now, just a week before, that editorial writer was telling his readership that whopper, former Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens, was making headlines for endorsing exactly that in the New York Times. Then, the month before that, there were similar demands, including two in the Times and one in Gannett Publications. And before that, Rolling Stone was calling for repeal. And before that, Vanity Fair. Democrat Representative Major Owens actually introduced repeal resolutions in Congress in 1992 and 1993. And the problem is that the very text of the Second Amendment implicitly recognizes the preexistence of the right. This is not a right granted by the Constitution, and neither is it in any manner dependent upon that instrument for its existence. Now, should we now examine the rest of the lie that no one wants to take our guns? Tell that to Gabrielle Blair, a.k.a. the design mom, who has done gun owners an unintentional service by expounding on the reality that she and others want to do just that, and it's too late, you've lost your guns. Her premise is based on another huge lie. But she says, hey, we tried to do this in small ways that wouldn't freak you out, but you wouldn't compromise even an inch. Do we even know? Do we have any idea how many tens of thousands of gun laws are on the books on the federal, state, and municipal level? How many rules? How many edicts? How many restrictions on keeping and bearing arms? And it's because that inch has been given, with the baby steps, as the grabbers would call it, and another, that Nancy Pelosi finally felt comfortable enough to admit that she was counting on the previously ridiculed slippery slope to take us to the bottom of that citizen disarmament slide. And, of course, that includes actualizing the early dream of a handgun ban, which was proposed back in 1976 by the founder of what would become the Brady Campaign. Now, right now, the Supreme Court is being asked to consider whether California's ban on all new handguns is constitutional. Then we have semi-automatics demonized as assault rifles with all kinds of existing and proposed bans. And all the denials notwithstanding, the plan to take guns from citizens has been an open secret for over 50 years. And consider this assertion from Senator Thomas Dodd, the principal force behind the Gun Control Act of 1968. He wrote in the past years, he said, I would be for abolishing all guns. I never saw any sense to guns anyway, and I do not go backward by saying so. I hope someday the world will say destroy them all. Then you fast forward to the present, and we have the Speaker of the House threatening that the next president could declare a national emergency on guns if Trump carries out his immigration plan. They were going to do that anyway. This is not something that they were not considering before. Who thinks they don't plan on that as soon as the right gun-free zone exploitation presents itself? And it should be clear to all of you that nothing less than a monopoly of violence is being demanded by these half-cooked totalitarians and their useful idiot followers offering the no one wants to take your guns, all we want is common sense, gun safety laws, deception, they want to take your guns, and they'll lie. And worse than that, to see that happen. Gun owners are right to not give an inch and to decry compromise by some representing themselves as gun rights leaders and their apologists. Apply that to whomever you think it needs to be applied to, for helping the gun grabbers with a divide-and-conquer piecemeal surrender strategy. Here is the problem as I see this today. Their plan is to try to bamboozle you into voluntarily giving up your guns because we're so law-abiding. And at some point, some of us are going to have to decide, enough. You will go no further. And if you do, we will do this. Ask the Yellow Vests in France, how well that works out when you get enough people in the right position. So, yeah. But I love that they get out there. I saw one the other day with Tucker Carlson where he was saying, look, I respect the Second Amendment. But he had voted for the assault weapon ban. He voted for banning guns that have gun shrouds. A gun shroud, a handguard, a stock, all that does is keep you from grasping a barrel, whether you've shot it one time or 100 times. But no matter what the lie is, like that yahoo who said blank the NRA, where was he running for? He was running for Congress somewhere. He said that you could shoot an AR-15 150 times in 15 seconds. That's 5 magazine changes. That means that you would have to pull the trigger 150 times in 15 seconds. Now, I don't even know if Michelin can do that. I know I can't. I might be able to get you 100 in 15 seconds, but I'm sort of, even that, I can do a magazine dump, and then I'm sort of tired. First 30 rounds, I'm good, and then after that, I want to, can I take a break and have an orange soda or something? There is no depth they won't go down to try to get you to voluntarily give up your rights. So, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A woman who worked on President Trump's 2016 campaign alleges in a new lawsuit that he kissed her without her consent. Alva Johnson told the Washington Post that Trump grabbed her hand and leaned in to kiss her as he exited an RV outside of one of the rallies down in Tampa, Florida. Johnson says she turned her head as Trump leaned in and the alleged kiss landed on the side of her mouth. The White House calls the accusation absurd. President Trump is set to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Vietnam. The meetings will take place on Wednesday and Thursday, and President Trump, before leaving, had a rather optimistic tone regarding the trip.
Then we talk about something that, frankly, he never spoke to anybody about, but we're speaking aloud, and I think we can have a very good summit.
R. Kelly is out of a Chicago area jail after a few days in custody on sexual abuse charges. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Here comes the Bill-Proof Project. Unlike some of you, because most of you, if you have a modern AR, you have something in your gun, most likely from Aero Precision. But this is going to be one, except for the buttstock and the pistol grip, everything else will be Aero Precision. So that's coming. That is inbound. Bill-Proof. We'll see. Anyway, check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, the difference between us, that being mankind, and animals is that we have the capacity to reason. And that is something I hold near and dear to my heart. For those who have not got the capacity to reason, or more importantly, to control themselves and their urges, that they cannot control their impulses, that they're so deranged they can be triggered by the most minute of details out there. And it's all based upon a lie. I don't have a lot of patience with you. Right now, the MAGA hat is one of those triggers. And it's basically a red hat with white letter trigger, and that triggers them in a lot of ways. A lot of people see that and they say, oh, you want to make America great again like when we had slavery? Or you want to make America great again like when women could vote? Or when it was illegal to be gay? These are often the same people who think that a stand your ground law means you can pull a gun anytime you're scared or triggered, regardless of whether a reasonable person would actually feel any such thing. That's a different, now we're getting into a horse of a different color now, friends. An individual in Kentucky, however, is learning all about how stupid the first one is and just how wrong their opinions on that second one are. According to a police report, officers were called to a Sam's Club due to a person with a gun. According to the alleged victim, Terry Pierce, a man pulled a gun on him because he was wearing a Make America Great Again MAGA hat. Pierce said, "I have as much right to wear that hat and support my country and my president as he has not to." If you have so little regard for human life as to where a difference of opinion means you look at a hat and you see that as the reason for all the woes of the planet, and you pull a gun on somebody you don't know who is not attacking you, whose only offense is wearing the hat, let's just say it's probably good that there were no armed bystanders there. The police report confirms that the suspect, identified as James Phillips, admit to flipping off Pierce and Pierce's wife because of their hats. Pierce tells 13 News that he was shopping with his wife when Phillips pulled a .40 caliber out and stuck it in my face, backed up, and said, "It's a good day for you to die." Yeah. Yeah. Pierce went on to tell 13 News, "I said, then pull the trigger, put the gun down and fight me, or pull the trigger, whichever one you want." And then he backed up and he said it again. He said, "It's a good day for you to die." Pierce then left the building with Phillips right behind him. Outside, Pierce was unable to leave because a relative was still in the building shopping. Phillips claims that Pierce then tried to claim that Phillips assaulted him, a claim which Phillips denies. And right now, have we gotten our names wrong? Okay, I think we've gotten the names wrong, because right now Mr. Phillips is sitting in jail and Mr. Pierce isn't, so you know which side the police took. There are probably plenty of witnesses backing up his side of the story, too. So then the question becomes, is this where we are headed as a nation? Because at this rate, it's only a matter of time before someone does pull that trigger. And what does this mean? Does this mean that people should not wear their hats? I think that's the last thing anybody should do. While some people get very upset over the MAGA hats, calling them new Klan hoods, they have zero reasons to do so. They are unreasonable, and the last thing I should do, or you should do, is capitulate with two unreasonable demands. It just encourages more such demands after all. Now, the only problem here for Mr. Pierce that I see, or Mr. Phillips, they're getting the names wrong here, bad in this report, but you need to be armed if you can, and then you need to be ready to draw if you find yourself with someone like this. If someone sticks a gun in your face, here in South Carolina, if somebody points a gun at me, they have committed a felony. If somebody says, "It's a good day for me to die," how many times do I have to listen to that before I take some sort of action? If I take some sort of action, then what? Well, I'll be alive to discuss that. You need to make sure you're trained in how to handle that situation and be ready to do what you need to do. But if you find yourself in that position, the victim here was, you know, fine, but don't just assume it's going to go the same way. And don't forget what happened in Alexandria, Virginia, not all that long ago. Talking about the ball field. Yeah. Some of these people are legitimately crazy. And they would have no problems in initiating violence against ideological opponents. So be ready to use violence in self-defense. Being afraid of a MAGA hat doesn't cover you. You may think it does, But it doesn't. Just like me being afraid of Black Lives Matter signs, me being afraid of pro-abortion signs, me being afraid of anti-gun signs, none of that covers me to where I can draw a gun on somebody and say, I'm triggered. It's a good day for you to die. Reasonable people see the distinction between an ideological opponent that they disagree with and a threat. If you don't know the difference between those two things, then guess what, friend? You are the threat. Not me, not my hat, not my belief set, none of those things. I think this cat, whatever his name was, I think he must have been a member of the John Brown gun club. And he decided he would go on that role and oh well. Now he's in jail, where he should be. I carry a gun with the intention of defending myself, and I hope I never have to do it. Pulling it is the last thing I want to do. Pulling it over something frivolous is something I will never do. Pulling it over an idea, well, that's not going to happen either. But you do need to be prepared to face that type of individual, because they're out there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey,
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Go check them out. I love irony. Irony, for lack of a better word, is good. Because there's an existential threat right now to the Democratic Party, which was brought on by the Democrats. You see, pandering to black American voters and supporting policies that keep them uneducated and living in ghettos has been a high priority of the Democrat Party since the 1930s. And it has been a resounding success. Democrats get 90% of the vote of Americans with black skin in most cases. But several trends are beginning to work against them, and they can't stop them. Two in particular. One is the integration of neighborhoods that is taking place naturally and despite policies designed to prevent it. I live in and have lived in since my entire civilian life integrated neighborhoods. Not because I was looking to move into one, just because that is the way of things. And no racial animus in them. You know, talking, pleasantries, have a beer, come, what's going on? You going to watch the game? What kind of gun is that? Hey, man, you want to park your car here? That's fine. That has always been the case. One of the leftist fantasies is called white flight, in which white Americans allegedly flee cities for the suburbs to avoid living near black Americans. No, that is not the case. Black Americans that live in those neighborhoods and white Americans that live in those same neighborhoods, they flee crime, but not necessarily race. Any cursory examination of the data demonstrates that black Americans, as they rise, as they go up the economic ladder, they too flee crime and congestion for the suburbs and rural areas as well. And another common sense conclusion can be arrived at by simple observation. This has been going, I'd seen this before. I didn't. When I was in the military, I had to, it was just all over the place. Look at the couples in the shopping malls. How many are mixed race? And as they marry and have children, Are these children going to be the oppressed or the oppressors? You know, look at Barack Obama. He's a product of that union, although it served him to claim to be something. And the leftists are helpless for all of this. They cannot prevent it from happening. Some people have black skin. Some have white. But at some point in the future, likely most will have, you know, just neutral. Skin color is the least important characteristic of a person to conservatives. And science says that there are more differences among races inside the races than between races. To the leftists, it is the most important fact about a person. They do everything possible to emphasize that difference, convince one segment of Americans that they're victims, and another segment is the reason, mostly over events that took place centuries ago. But when, for a party that lives and thrives on identity politics, a homogenized society is death. And that was what precipitated the sudden lurch in immigration policy that was fostered by that lion of the Senator Teddy Kennedy in 1965. This shifted the emphasis from nations with similar cultures to those from the third world and other cultures with little in common and awful little interest in assimilating. National self-interest dictates seeking the best and the brightest in the world, those who want to be Americans and will bring the national stock. Help the national stock. There's no point whatsoever in bringing people who dislike our customs and traditions, don't intend to follow them, and have no interest in working unless you are opposed to voter ID, another fraud protection, and expect to gain votes for your political party that you can't get from the domestic population. So in their desperate quest to find and enlist minorities, leftists have recruited homosexuals, made up a class they called the transgendered, and supported open borders to allow anyone and everyone in, seeking to overwhelm the American electorate. The problem is that we are truly a melting pot, and except for those who refuse to assimilate, the Democrats will fail in their attempt to survive on identity politics. Now let me shift, if I may. A lot of the younger, new in crowd call themselves democratic socialists, and the term socialists, once akin to communist and thus associated with evil and natural decay, has suddenly become acceptable. Many, probably most, professing Democrats now claim to be simultaneously socialists, and they don't suffer a whole lot of loss of political support as a result of that, which is sort of interesting to me in a lot of ways. In fact, among the unproductive, which they're unproductive by choice, the amoral, the sleazy, and those who are content to be willful and permanent burdens upon their fellow countrymen, self-proclaimed socialists now enjoy endless, you know, they're just idolized everywhere they go. Societal trash is always attracted to the glamorous leftists who have never earned an honorable dime in their life. Yet, persistently, they'll denigrate the honest wealth while hiding their own. But before long, this is the problem. The current crop of trendy socialists will similarly adopt the term communist and once more become the dimpled darlings of Hollywood and the leftist media. Now, the term communist is also rapidly shedding its well-earned negative image. Anti-gun legislation they endlessly promote is deceptively designed to sound reasonable. But like all communist dogma, it invariably promotes the notion that the power of the state is and should be limitless, while individual rights and liberties endowed by our Creator, does anybody remember that, really don't exist. To a communist, and they're all atheists by edict, human beings have no sanctity, no dignity. We're just another dreary, expendable commodity. Thus, the premise here is not that guns are dangerous. That's not in dispute. The socialist premise is that people are not capable of possessing dangerous things. The problem here for them is that citizens who choose to keep and bear arms represent an automatic threat to their state. How dare you think you have rights? Communists, by whatever label they're currently wearing, have mastered the art of propaganda for more than a century. Our side, the liberty-loving among us, who are addicted to freedom and capitalism and individual responsibility, sometimes we're clueless or complicit or both in what these guys got going on. The problem is socialism / communism is inexorably one way. When they seize power, they never surrender it voluntarily. They intend to abolish all our inalienable rights, starting with the Second Amendment. Gulags for the recalcitrant, as the beleaguered Venezuelans are painfully discovering right now. Do you know how many YouTube stars are down there on the edge of Venezuela trying to get aid there? I mean, there's actually some young people trying to do something good, but they don't understand the nature of what they're doing. But remember this, I posted this today on Facebook for the ones that won't be listening to this. And this is a constant truth. It has always been true. It's always going to be true. The problem with socialism is you can vote your way into it, but we'll have to shoot our way out of it, which is where we come in. When all the reason and all the persuasion fades, this is where we will have to come in. Very glad everything's fixed, finally. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.